Well, hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. Battle Plan is an ongoing discussion of ways we put our faith into action. Our website is active-faith.org, and my email is stevehempel1@me.com. Today, I'm going to talk to you about the Gideon 300. The Gideon 300. First, let me start with a verse or a few verses from Judges chapter 7. And this is a summary of the Gideon 300 story from Scripture. And Active Faith has a Gideon 300 project I'm going to ask you to help with. Judges 7, 1 to 8, NLT. So Jerubbaal, that is Gideon, and his army got up early and went as far as the spring of Herod. The armies of Midian were camped north of them in the valley near the hill of Morah. The Lord said to Gideon, "You have too many warriors with you. If I let all of you fight the Midianites, the Israelites will boast to me that they saved themselves by their own strength. Therefore, tell the people, whoever is timid or afraid may leave this mountain and go home." So 22,000 of them went home, leaving only 10,000 who were willing to fight. But the Lord told Gideon, "There are still too many. Bring them down to the spring, and I will test them to determine who will go with you and who will not." When Gideon took his warriors down to the water, the Lord told him, "Divide the men into two groups. In one group, put all those who cup water in their hands and lap it up with their tongues like dogs. In the other group, put all those who kneel down and drink with their mouths in the stream." Only 300 of the men drank from their hands. All the others got down on their knees and drank with their mouths in the stream. The Lord told Gideon, "With these 300 men, I will rescue you and give you victory over the Midianites. Send all the others home." So Gideon collected the provisions and ram's horns of the other warriors and sent them home, but he kept the 300 men with him. Then Judges 7, 16 to 21 NLT helps finish the story. He divided the 300 men into three groups and gave each man a ram's horn and a clay jar with a torch in it. Then he said to them, "Keep your eyes on me. When I come to the edge of the camp, just do as I do. As soon as I and those with me blow your horns too, all around the entire camp, and shout for the Lord and for Gideon." It was just after midnight, after the changing of the guard, when Gideon and the 100 men with him reached the edge of the Midianite camp. Suddenly, they blew the ram's horns and broke the clay jars. Then all three groups blew their horns and broke their jars. They held the blazing torches in their left hand and the horns in their right hands, and they all shouted, "A sword for the Lord and for Gideon." Each man stood at his position around the camp and watched as all the Midianites rushed around in a panic, shouting as they ran to escape. You know, active-faith.org is our website, and this is our one fundraiser, basically. All these free podcasts and videos aren't free to produce and make available. We depend on your help. Thank you to everyone who has helped us in the past, and please share these teachings with others so they can also be helped. Today, we're asking you to please consider making a small donation on our active-faith.org website by clicking the Gideon 300 tab at the top. It takes you to a page with 300 numbered clay jars. Pick a jar, pick a number on a jar of an amount you're willing to donate to Active Faith. And after you make the donation, the jar becomes a torch, just like the story from Judges 7. So the most we are asking anyone is $300, but the numbers add up and will help fund us through the rest of the year. Thank you, and please consider me and your other helpers at Active Faith, your fellow servant warriors. So in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest part of your personal battle plan to help us might be to visit our Gideon 300 sites at active-faith.org/donation and help us to continue to serve you. You might pray like this: Lord, please bless and help Active Faith as they try to help and encourage others with unique teachings on the power of prayer and the mighty weapons you gave us for our daily spiritual warfare battles. In Jesus' name, amen. And let me remind you to keep praying, because prayer works. God loves you, and I love you. Have a great day.